the Torah tells us in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Va'eschanan, O Hanisoa Elokim, from the language of Nes, it was miraculous. Lavo Latachas Lo Goy Mikerev Goy. To take one nation out from another nation. So the Malbim interprets Kipshuto that it was remarkable. We were enslaved in Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu extracted us from Egyptian slavery, from bondage. May Avdus L'Cheiros. The Chizkuni disagrees. The Chizkuni says, no, that's not what it means. Goy mikerev goy, in fact, means af atem, says the Chizkuni, heyisem goyim kimohem. That we were ovdei avodah zarah. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam says that the Jewish experience in Egypt was one of assimilating deeper and deeper into idolatry to the point where all that Avraham Avinu had been able to achieve was nearly lost. The Rambam uses the metaphor when it comes to monotheism of a sapling, of a tree, a shesila that Avraham Avinu planted. And the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, is kimat ne'ekar. That tree, that Eitz Chaim of monotheism, achshav kirvanu hamakom liyichudo, was almost entirely lost. Goy mikerev goy. We were ovdei avodah zarah in Egypt. And so the experience of the Jewish people in the Kur HaBarzel Mitzrayim wasn't only of physical bondage, avodas parach, but more importantly, spiritual desiccation. It's not only mitchila of the avodah zarah hayu avoseinu, but that we degenerated into avodah zarah in Egypt. And the Rambam specifies me'avas Hashem osanu mishamro as hashvua asher nishba la'avram avinu, because God loved us, and God is truthful, and therefore He honors His agreements. He honors his oath with Avram Avinu at the Bris Ben Abisarim. He sent Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Av HaNeviim, and extracted us from Egypt, not only in the sense of Me'avdos L'Cheiros, but even more importantly, from Avodah Zarah to Achshav Kirvanu HaMakom LiYichuda. Small wonder, then, that Chazal paid very careful attention at the Seder to the paradigm of a ben she'eno yodea lishol, of somebody who was so deeply assimilated that either there was complete apathy with respect to engaging, or simply such a whole and total lack of knowledge that there is no capacity to formulate a question. I can't ask you what date it is in Mandarin if I don't know the first word of Mandarin. And so, as such, Chazal developed the notion of at ptachlo. So we have a responsibility to initiate. The burden of the child asking the question, ki ishacha vincha, shifts to the parent, vihigad to the vincha. Or as the Rambam says, mitzvah lehidia lebanim ve'afal pi shalosh shalu. There's a whole obligation to tell our children, even though they may not be interested nor capable of asking. At pitach lo. This notion of responsibility to initiate stretches far beyond the confines of immediate family, well beyond vigad to the vincha in the biological sense of the term. Undoubtedly, the obligation of arevus, of mutual responsibility, encompasses a mandate to engage, particularly on Leil HaSeder, but more broadly, all those amongst Klal Yisrael, and we're not talking about a small fraction, we're actually talking about the majority, who might be defined as Eino Yodei Lishol, hanging on by a thread, especially in the diaspora, hanging on by a thread to Jewish identification, to Yadus altogether. The burden shifts from them, their personal responsibility to ask the question, Ki shalcha vincha machar limor, to our responsibility to engage them. Mitzvah lehodia levonim. Aval pi shaloshalu. The Rambam, in the context of the mitzvah of Tochacha, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Hocheach Tocheach Echzam Yisacha, raises the question of why exactly is that my responsibility? Why exactly is the spiritual welfare of a member of the Jewish people, who's, let's say, not my child, my responsibility? And the Rambam uses a formulation that's sui generis, that he never uses in any other context. Regarding a person who says, I have no responsibility towards that individual, dino im elokav, that his responsibilities are between him and God, and I have no interest in, nor no responsibility to, intercede on his behalf. The Rambam says, Zeh hefech haTorah. This attitude is in fact the complete opposite of everything that the Torah stood for. The Torah stands for an ideal of at p'tach lo, of lo sa'amod al dam riacha, both in the physical sense, but equally in the spiritual sense. If we're surrounded by thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Jews who are in the category of Eino Yodei Lishol, then we have a sacred responsibility at p'tach lo. And to even contemplate otherwise is the antithesis of the Torah. Ze hefech haTorah. So said the Rambam. The Medrash quoted by Rashi is a stark reminder of the consequences of dereliction in this regard. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. Unkla says, from the language of mizuyonim, of zeros, the Jewish people were armed, they were prepared for martial combat. But Rashi quotes the Medrash, which says that Vachamushim, only 20% of Klal Yisrael emerged from Egypt. If you look in the original Medrash, that's actually the most optimistic formulation. There are other deos that it was 2% or 0.2%. One out of 50, maybe even one out of 500. That, of course, was at the inception of Jewish history, before we had generations, centuries, and millennia of shared experience, beginning with Yitzias Mitzrayim, Maimed Har Sinai, Kenisa L'Eretz Yisrael, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. That itself was a tragedy, that only 20%, optimistically, of the Jews left Egypt. But 80% apparently were so assimilated that they were incapable of being extracted from there. What's so critical is that now, after having journeyed millennia together with Achenu B'nai Yisrael, what an unspeakable tragedy it would be to lose somebody now. Mashallah Mahadavar Doma. It's one thing if you have a group of 100 people that's about to set out on a journey and only 20 of them actually set out. It's sad because 80 of them were part of the group. 80 of them had experienced the bondage, the shibud together, but 20 set out on the journey. But that tragedy, the tragedy of the 80, is incomparable to that if those 20 then journeyed together for thousands of years through moments of triumph and moments of utter calamity, if we were then to lose 80% of that, if only 4 arrived at the destination, and 16 had been there for thousands of years, but somehow got lost in the final stretches of that journey. I'm not making any specific predictions. Tipeach Atzman Shom Bechashvei Kitzin. That is a stark reminder of the stakes of Atptachlo. Especially in the diaspora, we live in an ambient context of She'enu Yodea Lishol. And our obligation, as the Rambam puts it, mitzvah lehodzia levanim afal pi shelo sha'alo. The mitzvah lehodzia applies even and especially when she'eno yodeya lishol, that yediyah is absent from them. There is often a misunderstanding, with this we conclude, that somehow Torah is the it is proprietary to those who know it. So if we're here learning Torah, the Rambam and Rashi and the Medrash and the Michilta, so we sort of have our Kinyan HaTorah, and the people Shareinu Yodei Elishol, so it doesn't really belong to them. So that is a categorical misunderstanding. The Pasuk says in Vizos HaBracha, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. It belongs to the entire Jewish people. The Medrash Rabbah states that when Klal Yisrael were masvid Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the hesped that they said. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kilas Yaakov. What does it mean that it was Moshe Rabbeinu's hesped? So certainly it means that Moshe's defining achievement was teaching Torah to the Jewish people. But I think it means something more than that as well. There was a time in Jewish history where Moshe was the only one who really knew Torah. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. He had learned Torah b'chavrusa with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We knew nothing. Anochi en lo yelecha. What we understood of that, anybody's guess. And Moshe took that Torah, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, and explained that it doesn't really belong to me. It belongs to all of the Jewish people. Or as the Rambam formulates it, regarding the Keser Torah, even the highest rung of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Misha Nisal Libo Lekayim Mitzvah Zokeroi. So the Rambam says about the Keser Torah, Hareza Munach Ve'omer Umuchan Kol Misherotze Yavo V'yitol. Whether you were afforded a day school education, whether you were not afforded a day school education, whether you came from an observant family, whether you did not come from an observant family, Morasha Kehilas Yaakov, it belongs to everybody. It's not yours, certainly not mine. It belongs to everybody. So that's why the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin quotes that pasuk and says a person who holds Torah to himself inappropriately is guilty of gezeila. Kol hamoneya halacha mipi talmid ki ilu gozlo minachal asavosav shenemar morasha kilas Yaakov. It's not my property. I'm not allowed to hold it for myself. That's an Isser of Gezela. So we're all implicated and obligated by the mandate of At Petach Lo. Shenamar vihigadta levincha mitzvah lehodiyah habanim afal bi shalosh alu. The She'enu Yodea Lishol creates a responsibility for all of us. As long as there's one that She'enu Yodea Lishol, so we have a sacred responsibility to engage them. If we don't, the tragedy of V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, is ours as well.